Good morning. Generally a dry start to the day across interior New York and parts of New England, while southern New England is seeing a little bit of light wet snow, not really adding up much. So the morning drive should be quiet across the region with temperatures largely in the 20s and lower to mid 30s. As we go through the day, we'll continue to track that big coastal storm well south and east of Cape Cod. It's far enough away that just central and eastern sections of New England will be affected by precipitation during the daylight hours today, with perhaps some light and spotty rain showers backing across the state line and into New York and back through parts of the Catskills. Still, with temperatures climbing through the 30s to around 40, it'll be difficult to get any accumulating snows during the daylight hours. At the same time, the easterly fetch with a stiff breeze off the ocean will increase the moisture content in the atmosphere. We'll see a bundle of energy work its way from the Great Lakes through western New York and down toward the mid-Atlantic coast by the time we reach the night tonight. That energy will act on the moisture and produce a round of light to moderate snow after dark tonight, especially across areas of New York and New England from I-90 south. It is in these locations where I'm expecting the best chance for snowfall accumulation. In the Catskills, the Taconics, the Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, we can expect 3 to as much as 7 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. In the Greater Capital District, southern Vermont, and the higher terrain in southern New England, 2 to 4 inches of snow. In the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the Connecticut Valley, and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, 1 to 3 inches of snow. And in the Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont and Champlain Valley, 1 inch or so, or perhaps even less, farther away from the storm center. Tomorrow, things will improve quickly from west to east across the region, and even some sunshine will break out in the afternoon, especially in New York State. Temperatures, while dropping back into the upper 20s to around 30 tonight, will climb all the way into the lower 40s tomorrow, so a lot of that snow will melt off. And if it doesn't melt tomorrow, the weekend's looking fantastic. With high pressure in control, we'll have mostly sunny skies Saturday with temperatures in the middle 40s, and we'll make a run at 50, with sunshine giving way to some clouds on Sunday. Another system will head our way with a weak front on Monday, a few rain showers possible in the mid-40s, and a good chance of rain on Tuesday with highs in the lower to middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are out for eastern New England as that coastal storm tracks slowly away, well south and east of Cape Cod, 4 to as much as 8 inches of snow with isolated amounts of up to 10 inches are possible, especially across the higher terrain west of Boston. In addition to the snow, the wind will be a factor in eastern New England. Wind advisories are in effect for most of the area for gusts up to 50 miles per hour. And a high wind warning is out for Cape Cod and the islands, where winds could gust to 65 miles per hour today. Finally, a coastal flood warning is in effect for New England, as there could be moderate flooding at times of high tide today, with beach erosion likely due to the tide and battering waves. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time back on Sunday, February 24th. And the last report of hail was at Navoi, Uzbekistan at 12 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 9 degrees with an east wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 49 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 21, 59% relative humidity, a north wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 12 below zero at Willow City, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City windy with rain and snow near 40, Boston windy with snow 1 to 3 inches by dark with highs in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo rain and snow showers with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 42 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 35, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 1.2 inches for the month, which is 1.4 inches below normal, and 31.9 inches for the season, which is 17.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low 22, the record high 62 set in 1974, and the record low 6 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning at 6:21 a.m., sunset this evening 5:52 p.m., 11 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy and breezy with light snow tonight, a coating up to a couple of inches possible, mainly closer to Glens Falls, with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and windy with rain and wet snow today, little snow accumulation with highs around 40. Windy with rain and snow becoming all snow tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible by morning, and lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy and breezy with snow tonight, 2 to 4 inches possible, with as much as 7 inches in the Catskills by morning, with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy and breezy with snow tonight, 3 to 5 inches likely, with as much as 7 inches across the higher terrain and lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs right around 40. Cloudy and breezy with snow tonight, 2 to 4 inches possible, with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow in the morning, then cloudy skies with some late-day sun, highs in the lower 40s. Mostly sunny, milder Saturday, mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds near 50 on Sunday. And a few rain showers Monday, and a good chance of rain Tuesday, lower to mid-40s. And rain and snow showers with highs around 40 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.